Welcome to the fifth thing, the Q&A episode for the Four Things podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown. I'm Amy. I've got my friends, Mary and Andrea here, and we were just talking about how, well, I'm working on saying, okay, at the beginning, like in my Four Things podcast that loads on Thursdays, at the beginning of each thing, I often catch myself being like, okay, so here's the first thing. So, okay. So, and then just now I was like, okay, welcome. But I deleted it and started over because I got to quit saying, okay, at the beginning of everything. But you do that too.
Yeah. It's like when I get my thoughts together, I'm just like, okay.
It's like, okay. But then, yeah. So that's just a little behind the scenes, really? What was happening before I hit record. And then delete it and then record and then delete it and record. So this is where we answer questions that come into my email, which is fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com.
Is that spelled out four or is it the number four?
The number four.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a question for some people.
People have emailed me to ask me that. Oh. So like literally, I had to Google it. So I didn't know.
Well, I'm going to start off with this first one. So I've got, since I've got Mary right here and I had her as one of my things, she was my first thing on last Thursday's episode. And this email is from Taylor. It's more of a, not a question, but a statement for the fifth thing. She said, okay. Hey, Amy, first off, love the podcast. Thursdays are my new favorite day because of all the things that come out and release. I guess she's got other favorite podcasts that come out on Thursday. But her main reason for emailing is because I introduced Mary using infamous. Like, I was like, I've got the infamous Mary here. Now, she said that infamous means that you're well known for some bad quality or deed. And I was like, oh, I didn't mean to imply that. So Andrea is here, and she's my best friend from high school, and she's a teacher. So I'm going to have her read us the definition of infamous.
So infamous is an adjective, and it means well known for some bad quality or deed.
Okay.
The other one is wicked.
Wicked Mary. But wicked could also mean cool.
Yeah.
Like that's
or
wicked.
Outrageous, shocking.
Oh, that's Mary.
Yeah. Disgraceful?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. So, Taylor, thank you for the email because I definitely learned something new. I feel like it, but Taylor admits in the email, she said, sadly, my whole life, I've been calling out the greatest things infamous and never knew it. So I wanted to pass this info along to you because she learned it. She quit doing it. And now I just learned it. So now I'm going to quit doing it.
But I kind of thought it meant like something you've heard about.
A lot.
No, yeah.
Right. Because like it's like the infamous Mary from Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, like I feel like people through like my you followers or listeners that like maybe follow on Instagram or the Bobby Bone Show, like you're referenced, but are you real? Or are you like this little Californian unicorn?
Yes.
Yes, queen. Okay, so thank you.
I did not say yes, queen, if that even means anything.
I did. I did. Okay, I said it. So thank you, Taylor, for that. The next question is from Robin, and I feel like Mary could chime in on this too because we listen to a lot of the same podcasts, but I feel like you may have some more. But Robin said, you mentioned the true crime podcast that you listen to, and I was wondering if there are any other great podcasts you really enjoy that you would recommend. No worries, though. I'm going to stay faithful to Four Things. It's become the highlight of my Thursdays, commuting to work. I'm just curious what you enjoy or find inspiring. So I don't know which true crime podcast she's referring to specifically, but I will say under the true crime category, I will go with Dirty John, Dr. Death, and The Dropout, mm-hmm. which is my most recent listen.
Is that true crime? I guess it's kind of investigative journalism.
It's not like a murder, but it's, you know.
It's a crime.
It's a scam. Ponzi.
Scandal. Yeah.
Scandalous. Yeah. So, and it's called The Dropout, which is really good. And then for inspiring things, I love Oprah's Super Soul mm-hmm. Sunday or Conversation or whatever. Oprah's Masterclass. Second Life. With Hillary Kerr.
Yes, I was going to say, that's one of my favorite ones. She interviews like female entrepreneurs who have kind of done something different later in their life.
Right. Yeah. So they were on a career path going one direction and then boom, they go another. And so that's why it's called Second Life, which Mary is like the shot for like your second life, but it's still fashion.
Yeah. But I mean, I was different. In New York doing something totally different. And then
Hillary Kerr should have you on.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I also love How I Built This with mm-hmm. Guy Raz, and that can be, it's a different kind of inspiring, but you just hear all different stories from male, female entrepreneurs that, you know, how they came up with an idea, the hustle that went into it and the grind, and then, you know, poof. Sometimes you just think, oh, magically they come up with this product and it happens, but you hear the story behind it and the late nights and all the things. Do you have any others?
Yeah, I was just looking through my library. I really like, I've started Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, but I would look through and just see, he interviews all kinds of interesting people, and just see if there's anyone that you like recognize. So I like the ones that obviously like the people that he interviews.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, all of them I don't like, but like I think he's really interesting and a great interviewer. And then I just have a lot of business ones. I don't know if people would be interested in that, like marketing type ones.
Yeah.
I like building a story brand. That one I think is great. It's a lot about marketing. this sounds so cheesy, but it's really good. Online Marketing Made Easy with Amy Porterfield. She has like really good tips for business type stuff.
Well, I might have to check that one out.
Yeah, you should. It's really good. Gold Digger with Jenna Kutcher.
Oh, yeah. She's inspiring.
Hers a lot. She has a lot. Again, a lot of these, like, I don't listen to every single episode every week. Like, I do Four Things with Amy Brown.
Obviously.
But there's a lot of, like, interesting things. And then The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey.
Yes. She's really, also another really good one.
Yeah, she interviews a lot of great women.
And then Jessica Honiger with Noonday Collection. She has a podcast.
Uh-huh. And then Kelly's Velvet's Edge.
Yes.
I like listening to hers, too. Yeah, those are like I have a bunch that I'm always like trying out, but
yeah. Well, hopefully if y'all ever have recommendations, send them our way, but hopefully that helped you out, Robin. Thanks for the email. And then I've got this other email from Cindy. And since also I have Mary here, I figured we would, you know, like work together on this one, because Cindy is basically, she's just asking, how in the world do you come up with the four things for a four things tote? And I get messages like all the time of people that have wanted to order one for months, but they can't commit. And I think Mary has some good tips, because you get a lot of messages and DMs and Instagram of people struggling and asking. And I would say one of my favorite things to suggest to people is to search the Four Things Tote hashtag on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you can see so many pictures up there, and that'll give you ideas. But Mary has a good tip about just asking like your best friends and your family, like, what things do you associate with me? Like like when you think of me, what would you think of?
Yeah, sometimes.
Not like your awesome qualities, because you wouldn't put that, like really nice.
But you could do that. Oh, no.
You could do that as a gift for someone else.
Which is why I actually think it's so much more fun to give them as a gift to someone else, because it makes someone feel so special when they get them and they feel so seen and like understood or heard. But
if you're having to treat yourself.
Absolutely treat yourself too. So, and it's, I don't know, that's probably the number one question we get on like Instagram DMs. Like, help, I cannot narrow it down. But yeah.
First of all, think of like we always go aesthetically. Like, what looks the best? Like, you can probably eliminate some that are just way too long. Like, if it's got too many characters, just go ahead and cross it off.
It doesn't look good, yeah.
It looks good the shorter that it is. Like, the wheelhouse, I think, for totes is probably
like around 15 max.
15.
You can go up to 17, but like really 15 or less looks
15
better.
Letters or less. And then on our new Four Things pullovers, like 11 or less. Mm-hmm. Like, so then that should help eliminate some things. Like, if you were thinking of doing, like, I have dark chocolate on a tote and I regret doing it.
Like
I should have just put chocolate. Like, who cares? Because, I mean, chocolate's good. I just wanted to be super specific.
Yeah, which sometimes I love when people are so specific, because it's like, that's hilarious.
It was too long. I should have shortened it. Oh, what did we see on a tote the other day that was so funny? Oh, man. I made a note. When you just said that, I had a flashback of it saying, that's such a good idea. It's funny.
Oh, I don't remember.
Well.
But a lot of people put, like, their favorite drink, their favorite place. Like, coffee is probably our number one.
Mm-hmm. Coffee or wine.
Like, I have green iced tea on mine. Well, let's just, what do you have on your four things tote?
Well,
you have multiple. I know.
We have multiple totes. The problem. I've been carrying the Life Goals tote a lot.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, that's something I carry. But I have on my various totes, I love Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm. I have that on mine too.
Because who doesn't love Amazon Prime?
I know.
I love matcha. I love green tea. My very first, which I've talked about, the OG, the original tote, the first one that we ever made, which was Mary making it for me as a gift, and we didn't know what it would turn into.
Like, there was zero intention of selling it.
It just, the orphanage needed help. And so then we were like, oh, well, maybe we'll see if we can sell any of these totes and send money to the orphanage in Haiti.
And I was like, I don't like green juice. And sorry, I wouldn't want Dierks Bentley on my totes.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, maybe we could personalize.
Yeah, because not everybody would want my favorite four things, which Mary put yoga, Green Juice, Pimp and Joy, Dierks Bentley. And yeah, so you can just think of like your favorite hobby, what's your favorite workout?
Like what would make you happy every day? Artist. When you carry it? Oh, some people do like more like reminder or action words.
Like, yeah.
Like take walks, watch Netflix, like
take
travel
naps,
more. Yeah, take naps.
Get sleep.
Yeah.
Drink wine. hug people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a hugger, yeah. I guess.
But have boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah, have boundaries. Be safe about it. Don't just like, don't just hug all kinds of people. But those are like, sometimes people put like seek adventure.
Yes.
Or
yeah,
travel more.
Mm-hmm.
Like those, yeah, like take action.
You, like more of like a goals tote. Like have your goals that you want to, I don't know.
Yeah, like what are your goals? And yeah, then you can name the tote, you know, Cindy's goals.
Yeah.
Or Andrea's goals. Andrea, come here. Come yeah, to the microphone. What is on your latest tote?
Oh, well, oh. I have the.
Oh, Tammy Taylor
tote.
Which is
so
the.
So mine is clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Texas forever.
I feel like we should chant that.
Yeah. Right, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
And it's such a conversation starter.
Yeah. Too.
I did get asked if I was an extra on Friday Night Lights because I carried this bag.
Oh, and you were like, no.
And I was like, no, but that sounds fun. And
yeah,
then it led into a great conversation about, you know, who made my tote and who you guys were. And so it was good.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
I think the totes are weirdly great conversation
they
starters
are,
too
are,
like
yeah,
when I'm at the airport I'm carrying it, people are like, wait, what is that? Or if they like something that you like on their tote or
yeah,
know, it's just fun.
That's right. Some businesses have been coming to us for conferences that they have and been ordering them for everyone attending the conference, and when
with
they send out the registration they're like, hey, just quickly name your favorite four things or whatever, and then they put them on a tote, and when the people get there they are like, hey, I'm Amy Brown checking in, and they're like, oh thanks, here's your welcome bag. And it's a four things tote with like
their favorite
four things. And then they're like, whoa, that's special. And then if everybody at the conference has a four things tote and they're all different, then it's an icebreaker. It's like, oh, whoa, you have, oh, that's such a cute thing.
Yeah, or, you almost like have to talk to the
person. We have the same, you know, like, oh,
I like
you
wine.
Love, you know, mountain lions. Me too. I don't know. Like, or The Office.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, and that's another thing that people have been doing is so fun is doing themed ones, like for Friends. Like on Friends, we're thinking, think of all the things for Friends you could do, like lobster.
Pivot. On a break.
On, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A Game of Thrones, that's huge.
Oh, Ashley, my friend Ashley wants to do a Game of Thrones one. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what she wants to put, but it was good.
Yeah, you can put Jim, Pam, if you were to do
like
The Office,
or
you could, whatever.
Or like you could do like your favorite couples from TV, like Jim
yes,
and Pam, Ross and Rachel.
Yeah.
I can't think of any right now, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's.
Tammy and Coach Taylor.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to think of four things. So I hopefully this is helpful for, and we're not just like rambling to people who are like, I don't really
talk about this forever,
care about totes, but you should care about totes because they're helping a maternity center in Haiti right now through Mother's Day. Actually, it may even extend a little bit past Mother's Day, but
if you really are stuck, like turn to your friend or your mom or your anyone, just be like, what do you think of when you like what would be so fun to have
on a tote? Yeah.
And like, what jumps out at you first? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there, I hope that helps. Now I'll move on to a question from Janie. And she said that oh, I have to read it. Sometimes I like try to say it in my words, but I'm just going to read it. I recently bought the Saint-Tropez self-tanner that you recommended, and I'm obsessed. I just had one question. Do you use this self-tanner on your face, or do you use a different face tanner? I love your podcast and all the great recommendations you give. So no, I don't put Saint-Tropez on my face. I never have. And I typically do not put any tanner on my face because I don't want it to break me out. However, I would just like put Saint-Tropez like right up to my jawline and then kind of use makeup or bronzer to blend it in the next day. Mm-hmm. But Mary had this sample of what was that stuff called?
James Reed. It's like H2O spritz.
Rose water.
It's like H
spritzer.
Vapor spritz. It'll be Amy's.
So I went to Amazon to try to add it to my favorites, and I did add it. So it is in my favorites if you go to my Amazon page, which can be found at radioamy.com, which by the way, also that's where you can find a link to Four Things Totes and Espoir stuff in case you're curious about that too, since we just talked about the totes. But It's great. You spritz it on your face and it just adds this really even tan. I maybe have gotten a couple of pimples, but I don't know if that was hormones because I was also starting my period or if it was the tanner.
But I've used it for like
But your face doesn't typically break out from that.
And I'm fine.
It's okay. But yeah. So okay. Mary's fine. And
But I wouldn't. I also would not put the Saint-Tropez stuff on my face. Like it's just a different.
It's a different feel. There's like something about foam, this water that you spray.
It does it also very evenly, and it doesn't feel as intense.
Mm-hmm. So, and then tell me the name again.
James Reed.
James Reed. And again, that's on my Amazon page. But they're sold out. But they will restock. So I would just stock it and see whenever it's back in stock.
Yeah, add it to your cart and check out, and I'll just deliver in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Boom. Add it to your cart. Mm-hmm. And then let me see, what was my next question? Because it was self-tanner related as well. It was from Laura. Hey, girl, how do we reconcile clean-ish eating and doing all the things as healthy as possible while slathering our bodies in Saint-Tropez? I have had a lot of things removed from my body because of tanning beds and being in the sun and a skin cancer scare. So she obviously doesn't do that anymore, which I don't either. I don't want that on my body.
Did you used
the
to
sun.
Do tanning beds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Andrea went through melanoma. So anyway, back to Saint-Tropez. She said the chemistry in that, like, do you worry about putting that stuff on your body? Love you and the Bobby Bone Show, especially Four Things, and Ben is the best. Again, that's from Laura. So Laura, yeah, I don't think it's probably great. But I do it anyway. And I just feel like I know.
You're good with like 95% of the other
right.
stuff.
Right. I do try to eat clean. I do try to use certain things. I would say my beauty routine is where I have lacked the most when it comes to transferring over to the more clean side because it just is daunting to me. And that's how food was once daunting to me. But once I got it down, like now I know how it all works. And I feel like I can make really good decisions without having to think too hard on it. I can go to the grocery store. I know what weird ingredients are. I know what it does for your body. Like I can do that. But when it comes to like stuff I put on my body and cleaning products,
I like cleaning products you're pretty good at.
Pretty good, yeah. But
sometimes
not all
you just
the way.
Do that deep bleach though.
Oh yeah. Like I still spray scrub and bubbles sometimes where I'm like,
oh,
I
love scrub and bubbles.
I know. Because you just feel like the bubbles. But then other times I'm like, oh, it's probably so toxic. I shouldn't inhale when I spray that. But same thing with like spray tans. I try to hold my breath. But yes, the product is still on your skin seeping into. And your skin is your largest organ.
No, and it
so
really does
that.
Like, absorb it and go into.
So Laura, I just ignore
maybe
it.
We should
and
research.
That's not my advice for you. But maybe if other people have products that are can make my skin not really pale, because that's what I guess God wanted me to look like. But I'm like, why, God? Why? Why don't I have olive skin or something? But so I do alter it. I'd alter it. Did I tell you that I was checking out with Self Tanner once and the girl checking me out was like, I hate my race too.
What?
And I was like, no, I don't.
What?
I don't hate my race.
You look sun-kissed, like you were like.
Yeah. I was like.
I just think it makes you look. Almost not healthier, but like it just makes you.
You have a more of a glow.
Like,
yeah.
A little bit of a glow and confidence. Yeah. And I've talked to my dermatologist about.
Oh, this is Andrea talking. Yes.
I've talked to my dermatologist about spray tan because I was a little nervous trying spray tans at first. And she said it's completely okay. And there are brands that you can get. I don't.
That are better.
Off the top of my head. But,
okay. So we can research organic, that and circle back. That's like. Organic and maybe less toxic for your skin.
A
because
lot of plant-based, plant-based stuff that like, you can put on.
Like
and,
beets?
Yes. You can smother your body.
Maybe just like
I've been
take
watching too much of The Office. I'm like, Dwight would be like, come out with a new beet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's like some coffee beet concoction that like
that's your next move.
Tans your skin.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so.
So she said it was completely fine. And
depending on what
to,
you use, I'm sure.
Yeah, and she's like, it's better that than being in the sun.
Yes. So there we go. We're not going to be in the sun, but yes, I'll put the toxic stuff.
Yeah, we all used to like sun it out.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah. I used
now
to
I'm
lay
like
out
crazy.
Like nothing on me.
Yeah. Ugh.
And then I would burn, but then eventually it would sort of turn brown. But I'm someone that turns red for sure.
Yeah.
And so there's just so much. Like, you just can do the best that you can with certain things. And then some stuff I'm like, oh, I don't really want to let that go. Like, I was listening to some podcast not too long ago where it was like a health one. And the guest on, there was a doctor on, and he said that eating fried chicken was, or something, anything fried, but he had fried chicken as an example, was worse than smoking. Right? I know. But I mean, there is something to it. Like the oil, like what happens inside your body when you eat the fried food? Listen.
Okay.
And I'm not the doctor. But he was saying, and it seemed so far out there. But then it was on the Bulletproof podcast with Dave Asprey. It was his podcast. And I feel like he has credible, reputable people on.
I respect him. Okay.
I respect him, yes. And, you know, I'm not going to go, I would never smoke, but like, well, I'll get a number three from Chick-fil-A, no pickle, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah, it's Chick-fil-A too.
And like French fries.
Chick-fil-A doesn't count.
Like, yeah, Chick-fil-A is healthy fast food.
No,
yeah.
Chick-fil-A is not fast food. It's just not. It's like elevated.
It's food fast, which it's means like elevated, they get it quickly to you.
It's efficient food.
Yeah. Yes. So I've just, you know, like sometimes... I know this has nothing to do with self-tanner, but it does have to do with, like, I would never smoke a cigarette, but I probably would eat fried chicken. Yeah. But one doctor might say, well, you might as well smoke the cigarette because that fried chicken is sending you to an early grave, you know? Yeah. He was even saying that's what he would do. He's like, in my own body, I would rather smoke a cigarette than eat a piece of fried food. So take from that what you wish. People, take from that what
just
you
so
will.
You know, Amy's like holding up her arms right now, like she's like making some big declaration.
Like I'm declaring something. I don't know. I'm not. And I love some of the Q&As that I get because they really are asking me. You guys are asking me, which is great. Like I'm an expert and I'm supposed to know.
Which, like, is it bad that we're dying laughing?
Yes. Now I've got two of my best friends laughing at me. Great. Thanks, guys. But I just...
Well, you do. I will say, Amy takes in a lot of information from a lot of different sources. Like, and you take... You educate yourself.
I'm yeah.
Like, she listens podcast and, like, reads the weirdest stuff.
Yeah. So I try to be informed and I will try to...
I shouldn't
to,
say weird. Sorry.
Special? Lots, different?
A lot of varieties.
Diverse.
Diverse. That's
so I try to... bring y'all accurate information, but Laura, I'm not going to say that using Saint-Tropez is right. I'm just
that's how this started.
Going to say if it's it's wrong, I don't want to be right. Or what's that saying? You know,
if eating chicken, fried chicken, is wrong, then I don't want to be right.
There you go. If Saint-Tropez Tanner is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Yeah, there's worse things you could.
There's worse things in life, Laura. I mean, I'm not smoking, so. I'm doing something right. And I don't have a microwave. So that makes up for some stuff somewhere.
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Even though Dr. Oz has come on this podcast before and said that microwaves are fine. So I got another question from Gabby. I am loving your podcast and can't wait for Thursdays to hear your four things. I wanted to ask what type of leggings you recommend for yoga and strength training. I've tried several brands, but I'm not loving any. And I wanted your take on which brands really do the job. Thanks. Okay, so, this is so hard because some of my favorite ones are definitely pricier, but Erin Opria, my trainer who comes on the podcast, like, she's amazing, and she is, I'll start with, she's obsessed with Forever 21's workout stuff. Like, she wears their leggings and sports bras, and yes, in Andrea, they've got super cute stuff, and she likes
cute colors.
They're tight. Yes, they're tight. They fit good. Fabletics is another one that where you can do stuff online that's more reasonable. It's a brand that was started by Kate Hudson. My favorite go-to, which it's like once you go Lululemon, it's really hard to go back. But that could be something like if that's expensive. It is expensive.
They're 7/8. It's the 7/8 Wonder Under. That's what they're called. If you can invest in like one pair, I've had the same pair for like 5 years.
I agree. I mean, and then eventually maybe you get two and you also like just get a pair of black Wonder Under 7/8 from Lululemon. Like if you just go online, Google that, or
it's
if you
lot,
have a Lululemon in your store.
You might be like, holy, well, yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot, but they'll last and just look at the wash instructions, care for them. I don't dry them. I hang dry. That's my favorite. I also love, I say Athleta, but.
I have Athleta ones on right now.
Yeah. Or is it, some people say Athleta. I don't know what it is.
Shoot, I don't know.
But they're a little bit less than Lululemon.
A little.
Yeah. But they're really good. And sometimes they have great sales. And
theirs are like softer. Theirs are a little bit more comfy sometimes.
And then Andrea, you said you have one that you love?
Okay. So my favorite, and it's super affordable, is Joylab at Target. They're really good. And I've had a couple of their leggings for over 2 years. And same thing, just as long as you take care of them. But I like the way they fit, like the compression. They're tight, but they're also like smooth and comfortable. And they always have really cute patterns. Like I have a snakeskin.
Oh, is that what you're wearing right now?
Pattern on right now, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And yesterday, my shiny pair was.
Oh, those shiny fit. Those are so cute. Okay, so that those are from Target.
You can get those online too, yeah.
Okay. Oh, Spanx too. Spanx has really good leggings. Their camo ones specifically are really cute.
They're yes.
Almost compression-y.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have a version at Target too.
That are by Spanx?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, they just started like kind of recently.
Okay.
They have camo ones too.
So, Gabby, I hope that helped. There's a variety of prices that we threw in there for sure. I know, but everybody's bodies are so different
totally.
That sometimes you have to like just. Too, they go up real yeah, high. We're really into high waisted yeah. right now. I feel like, suck it all in and get a cute little.
High and tight.
Yeah, high and tight. Put on a cute little sweatshirt and it's like an outfit. Like that's what I wear. I'm not even like, oh, you're going to work out today?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are any
These
of us
are
wearing?
My fancy
leggings. So, yes.
Yeah, all three of us are wearing Adidas or Nike's shoes. Leggings like yoga pants and sweatshirts and we're not going to work
Zero
out.
Zero workout.
Nope, not at all. In fact,
you
they're
never know, though. You never know
right? if we're gonna work
yeah,
out.
You just never
at least
know.
We're prepared.
Or tedious workout. You never know.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that is today's Q&A. The fifth thing. Thank you for joining me, Mary and Andrea.
Yeah.
And then thank you guys for emailing questions as always. We'll see you on Thursday. I guess we. I'm saying that we because y'all are in here with me. Like, hey, guys. Normally, I'm just in here talking to myself.
It's okay.
Recording. But Thursday's episode will go up. I've got the Enneagram guy coming back on. His name's Hunter. And he's going to talk about the wounds for each number. So most numbers have like a childhood wound.
Yeah.
That somehow.
The reason why we are that number.
Yeah. And like maybe, but I don't know because I had heard that like sometimes by the time you're a kid, like as you're developing,
yeah,
like you can
Suzanne.
See, yeah, which yeah. he studied under her. Yeah. So the Suzanne woman. So I'm like, well, maybe you have a number that you are, but then circumstances shape you.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, so your kids, were they a number before?
Right.
You know,
like
it's interesting,
like
were they
came from Haiti.
Yeah.
So like in Haiti, were they a number? And then now
so
that they're here,
like they're the same. Versus yeah.
It's a very traumatic switch. Yeah.
Anyway.
So it's like for another episode. Do y'all have any questions before we wrap for the Q&A? Now's your chance. You've got me.
Oh, man. Heads up on this. Shoot.
Anything you guys want to know? Because I'm an expert.
Yeah.
On everything.
Yeah. Excuse me, doctor.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Andrea has
Just kidding.
But I'm not a doctor. Oh, we'll just throw out this little fun thing. The office, the Andrea and Mary finally showed me the dinner episode.
Oh, the dinner party.
Dinner party. That's
yeah.
what it's called. Dinner party.
Oh, gosh.
And if y'all,
that's
I mean,
Andrea, by the way.
I'm so late to The Office as a show, like watching that. I'm so late to the party. But I've been binging it on Netflix, but I constantly have it looping. And if I miss a few episodes because I'm out of the room or doing whatever, I miss it. Well, I missed the dinner party. Ugh. And they're like, what? So we went back and put it on. And I will say.
We're like Michael and Jan are hosting. And yeah.
It's pretty funny. So even if you're new to The Office, like you have that episode to look forward to.
There's so many good ones.
And then I will recommend just, it's awkward, but a funny show. And then you're going to be the cool person that always wants to go, that's what she said.
Like Amy has said, that's what she said.
Even when it
like
doesn't.
Seven times the past 4 days. And it's 19, or what year did The Office come out? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you're so late.
I'm
like
very
2008
late.
Or something. Yeah.
I know. I know.
But it's pretty funny. She's so proud of herself,
classic,
too.
Though. It never ages.
Yeah.
But Andrea says that I don't even say it right.
No,
I mean,
not
you know,
always.
It's okay.
That's
work
what she
that
said.
Out. You'll work it out.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Like, that doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. Andrea
You'll work
said,
that out?
Yeah, Andrea goes, It'll that's okay. It'll work itself out.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Like, if,
that,
get it?
Hey,
that
yes.
works.
Okay. Yes. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
That's what
it's
she
not
said.
Like, just kidding. Okay, that was funny. That was a good one.
It's kind oh, of sad. Man.
Okay. All right. People are probably tuning
They're
out.
Gone by now.
Maybe.
It's fine.
If you're still listening to this, well. You are like us and you have no life.
Yeah.
We really have no life, but we're
For
good.
Sure we
For sure. We went to Broadway at 4 p.m. on a Saturday. It was so fun. And then we went to dinner and we were home by 9 p.m. Yeah. That was our wild Saturday night. Friday night we had an espoir business call.
Oh my gosh.
And it was late on a Friday night, and the girl was texting us about it, for Project MediShare, the maternity center, and she had some ideas for espoir and fundraising and things we could do.
She wanted to talk, and we wanted to talk, but neither of us were like, can we have a business call Friday night at 10 p.m.? But finally, we were like, hey, we're losers sitting here on a Friday night. If you can talk now, but otherwise, we can do it later in the weekend. And she was like, I'll call you.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm not doing anything either. And then we're like, oh my gosh, we're so lame because.
It's not lame. We need to turn
yes,
it.
We're just available.
Yeah, and we're a lot older now.
At all times.
We don't need to be in the club, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We don't need to be in the club at night, in our workout pants.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, really, the thing is, we just don't want to get dressed.
Well, listen,
I don't want to get ready.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we hit that 30-minute mark. This is the longest Q&A episode that I've done, but that's okay. I had my girls with me. So, all right. This is at Mary B on Instagram.
No.
Underscore. At Mary B. No, that's Twitter. She's at Mary underscore. M-E-R-I underscore on Instagram.
I'd rather say the shop forward.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. At the shop forward.
That was a good businesswoman move right there. Mm-hmm. At the shop forward. Follow her there. And then do you give out your Instagram? Are you public or private, Andrea?
I'm public because I have teaching stuff on there.
At Tanner's Bride.
Teaches.
It's so long. You need to shorten that.
It might change by the time this airs.
We might need to talk. If Andrea has teaching material that she wants to promote, we need to work with you on your Instagram handle. Oh, wait. Talk about what's on your Instagram. Don't you have some educational music video that people can go watch?
What? No, that was...
That's on YouTube.
That's... Oh, yeah. I guess testing season is right around the corner. So if you have a third through 12th grader.
Okay.
And they want to watch an educational rap video about taking a test, they can go to...
YouTube?
You're
really bad at self-promotion.
Yeah, this was really old. It was my rap debut. And I guess if you just Google...
You're a rapper.
Easy peasy.
Okay, I'm Googling right now.
My friend D-Liggy and I made it.
Easy peasy.
That's his rap name.
What am I Googling?
Oh, Google easy peasy
YouTube
B-Liggy.
Yeah. Oh, I found it.
You know him. Yeah, mm-hmm. There it is.
Is that you? Uh-huh. It's for taking the STAR test, which is like a state standardized
test, which most... Mm-hmm.
We watched it this morning and Stevenson was singing along.
Here we go.
It's real good, guys.
Look at that production.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know if that is even coming through on air, but it's a good video. I bet I could see how kids would like watching that to get ready for a test.
Especially
And Andrea starts rapping. Oh, she has, you have a fake grill in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's a lemon peel.
It's a lemon wedge. Mm-hmm.
A lemon wedge. It looks like a grill. Okay, so check that out. At Tanner's Bride Teaches on Instagram.
It's got 1,000 views. It's way up there.
No, it has 2,220 views.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's great. It's real old, but whatever.
Yeah.
We'll have to do the remix soon.
The remix. Okay, over and out. Peace out. See y'all Thursday. Bye.